Weather Wonder.
天气奇迹。
In this story, Max, a little boy, experiences how the weather changes over the week. Every day, he learns new words to describe the weather and makes exciting decisions depending on the weather.
在这个故事中，小男孩 Max 经历了一周的天气变化。他每天学习新词来描述天气，并根据天气做出令人兴奋的决定。
On Monday, the weather is sunny.
星期一，天气晴朗。
Max and his friends go to the park.
Max 和他的朋友们去公园。
On Tuesday, the weather turns rainy.
周二，天气变得下雨。
Max stays home and reads a book.
Max 留在家里看书。
On Wednesday, it is sunny again.
周三，又放晴了。
Max goes to the swimming pool to swim.
Max 去游泳池游泳。
On Thursday, it starts to be windy.
星期四，开始刮风。
Max flies a kite.
Max 放风筝。
On Friday, the weather is cold.
星期五，天气较冷。
Max puts on a thick coat.
Max 穿上一件厚外套。
On Saturday, it gets hot.
星期六，天气变热。
Max eats ice cream.
Max 吃冰淇淋。
Finally, on Sunday, the week ends with a beautiful rainbow.
最后，星期日，此周以一个美丽的彩虹结束。
Feelings in the rain.
情感在雨中。
Anna discovers how the weather affects her feelings.
安娜发现天气如何影响她的情绪。
One morning, it started to rain heavily.
一天早上，下起了大雨。
Anna looked out of the window.
安娜看着窗外。
She felt a little sad.
她感到有点难过。
She wondered why it was like that.
她想知道为什么会这样。
She put on her raincoat and went outside.
她穿上雨衣，走了出去。
In the rain, the air was fresh.
雨中，空气清新。
Anna met a little dog.
安娜遇到了一只小狗。
The dog was very friendly.
小狗非常友好。
Anna started to smile.
安娜开始微笑。
She felt much better.
她觉得好多了。
She walked to the park.
她走到公园。
In the park, she met some new friends.
在公园，她遇到了几个新朋友。
They played together.
他们一起玩耍。
Laughter filled the air.
笑声充满了空气。
The rain made her feel refreshed.
雨让她的心情舒畅。
By the end of the day, the sky was clear.
这一天结束时，天空晴朗了。
Anna returned home.
安娜回家了。
She felt that the weather could change her emotions.
她感觉到天气能改变她的感受。
Animal friends.
动物朋友。
Tom moves to a farm and discovers the fascinating world of animals.
汤姆搬到一个农场，发现了动物的迷人世界。
He has never seen so many kinds of animals.
他从未见过这么多种类的动物。
Tom is amazed by the agility of cats.
汤姆惊讶于猫的灵活性。
The dogs are very loyal and always follow him.
狗非常忠诚，总是跟着他。
On the farm, he meets a cow named Darcy.
在农场，他认识了叫达西的牛。
Tom grows very fond of her.
汤姆非常喜欢她。
Darcy is very gentle and loves to be petted.
达西非常温顺，喜欢被拍打。
There are many animals on the farm.
农场上有许多动物。
He has seen chickens, ducks, and sheep.
他见过鸡、鸭和羊。
Every morning, he feeds the chickens.
每天早上，他喂鸡。
He learns how to collect eggs from the hens.
他学会了如何从母鸡那里收集鸡蛋。
Collecting eggs is an interesting task.
收集鸡蛋是一项有趣的工作。
Tom also loves to watch the birds on the farm.
汤姆还爱观察农场里的鸟。
Sometimes he can see beautiful peacocks.
有时他可以看到漂亮的孔雀。
Their feathers are very colorful.
他们的羽毛非常艳丽。
At night, he hears the sound of owls.
晚上，他听到猫头鹰的叫声。
The sound makes him feel at peace.
这个声音让他感到安心。
Tom gradually falls in love with farm life.
汤姆逐渐爱上了农场生活。
He learns new things about animals.
他学到了关于动物的新知识。
Hobby travels around the world.
爱好旅行环游世界。
Lisa decides to travel the world to discover various leisure activities in different countries.
Lisa 决定环游世界，以在不同国家中发现各种休闲活动。
She heard that the tango in Argentina is very unique.
她听说阿根廷的探戈非常独特。
So she began dance lessons in Buenos Aires.
所以她开始在布宜诺斯艾利斯跳舞课。
She met an enthusiastic teacher named Carlos.
她遇到了一个名叫卡洛斯的热情教师。
They quickly became good friends.
他们很快成为了好朋友。
Then Lisa flew to Italy to learn cooking.
然后，丽莎乘飞机去了意大利，学习烹饪。
In Florence, she joined a class to learn how to make pasta.
在佛罗伦萨，她加入了学习意大利面制作的课堂。
She met a housewife named Maria in the class.
她在课堂上认识了一个家庭主妇，名叫玛丽亚。
Maria invited Lisa to her home to cook together.
玛丽亚邀请丽莎去她家一起做饭。
They made traditional pasta together.
他们一起制作了传统的意大利面。
The friendship with Maria made the journey more memorable.
与玛丽亚的友谊使这次旅程更加难忘。
The last stop was Japan, where Lisa explored traditional tea ceremonies.
最后一站是日本。丽莎在这里探索了传统的茶艺。
In a tea house in Kyoto, she experienced this ancient tradition firsthand.
在京都的一个茶室，她亲身体验了这一古老的习俗。
The peace of the tea ceremony made her feel calm.
茶艺的平和让她感到平静。
During her travels, she met many people.
在旅行期间，她结识了很多人。
She discovered that everyone has their own story to share.
她发现每一个人都有自己的故事等待分享。
Through these stories, she gained a deeper understanding of the world.
通过这些故事，她对世界有了更深的了解。
When the journey ended, Lisa realized that it was not the end.
当旅程结束时，丽莎意识到这并不是终点。
Greetings from around the world.
来自世界各地的问候。
In this narrative, the linguist Martin examines the worldwide differences and similarities in greeting and farewell cultures.
在这个故事中，语言学家马丁研究全球问候与告别文化的异同。
He interviews people from different countries and collects exciting cultural insights.
他采访来自不同国家的人，收集了令人兴奋的文化见解。
The first stop is India.
第一站是印度。
Here, he learns about the significance of hand gestures in Indian gratitude.
在这里，他了解到印度感谢手势的重要性。
Next, he travels to Brazil.
接下来，他前往巴西。
In Brazil, everyone greets with a hug.
在巴西，每个人都用拥抱表达问候。
Martin is touched by this warmth.
马丁被这种热情所打动。
Then, he visits Japan.
然后，他访问了日本。
In Japan, bowing is considered a traditional way to show respect.
在日本，鞠躬被认为是一种表示尊重的传统方式。
Martin tries bowing and realizes it takes some practice.
马丁尝试鞠躬，并意识到他需要一些练习。
His next stop is Nairobi.
他的下一站是内罗毕。
Here, people greet each other with a handshake.
在这里，人们通过击掌来打招呼。
Martin is inspired by this simple mutual respect.
马丁被这种简单的相互尊重所鼓舞。
Then, he moves on to Italy.
然后，他继续到意大利旅行。
In Italy, kissing is one of the common ways to greet.
在意大利，亲吻是常见的问候方式之一。
Martin attempts to understand this intimate cultural expression.
马丁试图理解这种亲密的文化表达。
His journey is nearing its end.
他的旅程快要结束了。
Martin returns home.
马丁回到了家。
He deeply appreciates the importance of cultural greetings.
他深感文化问候的重要。
He realizes that these small gestures can influence one's day.
他意识到这些小小的问候能影响人的一天。
Title: Professional Realms.
标题：职业世界。
Description: Julia, a career advisor, guides us through the diversity of professional realms, elucidating how distinct vocational roles shape societal interactions. In insightful interviews, it becomes evident what excites individuals about their professions.
描述 Julia, 一位职业顾问, 引导我们了解丰富多样的职业世界, 并解释不同的职业角色如何影响社会互动。 在透彻的采访中, 人们对于自己的职业热情所在被清晰地展现出来。
On Monday morning, sunlight streamed through the glass window onto her immaculate desk.
在周一的早晨, 阳光透过玻璃窗洒在她整洁的办公桌上。
Julia sat quietly, contemplating her schedule for the day.
Julia 静静地坐在那里, 思考着她今天的行程。
She planned an initial meeting with an engineer.
她计划与一名工程师进行首次会面。
During the discussion, he elaborated on a project aimed at developing an application to enhance the quality of life for the elderly.
讨论之间, 她描述了开发应用程序以提高老年人生活质量的项目。
Engineers are concerned with how their work can produce tangible social impacts.
工程师们关心的是他们的工作如何能够产生明显的社会影响。
Next, Julia met with a teacher.
接下来, Julia与一名教师会面。
The teacher emphasized the profound impact of educational practices on the lives of young people.
这位教师强调了教育实践对年轻人生活的深远影响。
Her enthusiasm sparked in Julia a newfound appreciation for the love of teaching.
她的热情引发了Julia对教学热爱的新认识。
After lunch, she hosted an architect.
午餐后,她接待了一位建筑师。
The architect brought layouts and designs for urban planning.
建筑师带来了城市规划的布局和设计。
Julia was in awe of the architect's visual thinking.
Julia 对该建筑师的视觉思维感到敬畏。
Lastly, she met with a chef.
最后, 她与一名厨师会面。
The chef shared how food became part of cultural expression and identity.
厨师分享了食物如何成为文化表达和身份认同的一部分。
Julia's Monday provided a profound insight into the complexities of professional realms.
Julia 周一是对职业世界复杂性的深刻洞察。